Hello?
Hi, I'm Alex of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm, and we are listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. So let me ask you, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And in which county do you currently reside?
The United... country or county?
County.
County, Cameron County.
Okay, thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No.
Okay, thank you. And do you consider yourself a male, female, or something else?
A male.
Okay, thank you. Next one, thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party candidates have you tend to vote for most often? Republicans, Democrats, or do you vote in independent parties?
Independent.
Independent. Okay, thank you so much for helping me with it. Let's move forward. We have a couple of questions more. Although you vote for the person at not one of the major parties, when you have had the chance to choose between two candidates of whom you knew little about, you have tended to vote for Republican candidate, Democratic candidate,
or Republican.
Republican. Okay, thank you. And on a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested are you are in the November general election for president and Congress.
10.
10. Thank you so much. And next one. On most issues, do you consider yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you so much. Now, I would like to read you the names of several people and groups. For each one, please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group. And if so, if you have a strong positive, somewhat negative, or a strong negative opinion of that person. If you do not recognize the name, you can tell me.
Okay.
First one. Adam Hinojosa.
Adam Hinojosa?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of vaguely know him.
Okay, so you don't have an opinion.
I don't have an opinion.
Okay, next one. The Democratic Party.
That's negative.
Somewhat negative or strong negative?
Yep. Strong negative.
Okay, strong negative. Next one. Morgan Lamentia.
Slight knowledge.
No opinion. Okay.
No opinion,
Next one. Donald Trump.
Favorable. Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat positive. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Next one. Dan Patrick,
very favorable. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next one. Greg Abbott.
Very favorable.
Next one, Kamala Harris.
Very negative.
Strong negative, okay. Next one, the Republican Party.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's move forward to the next one. If the election for President of the United States was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Donald Trump, a Republican, Oliver Chase, a Libertarian, Kamala Harris, a Democrat, or Jill Stein, a Green Party?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you so much. Next one. If the election for United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Ted Brown, a Libertarian, Colin Albrecht, a Democrat, Ted Cruz, a Republican.
Ted Cruz.
Thank you so much. And for which of the following candidates will you vote in the election for a state senate from this part of Texas? Robin Vargas, a Green Party, Morgan Lementia, a Democrat, or Adam Hinojosa, a Republican?
Adam Hinojosa.
Thank you so much. And we have a couple of questions more. Remember that your opinion is very important for us, and I'm very glad that you're helping me with this survey. So, next one. Do you think Morgan Lementia has done her job as Texas State Senator well enough to deserve re-election, or do you think it is time to give someone else a chance to do better?
I think it's time to give somebody a chance to do better.
Thank you so much. Now, I would like to read you some information from the public record and news reports about the candidates for state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information makes you more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Okay?
Okay.
First statement. Adam Hinojosa supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs in our community.
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely. Thank you. Next one. Morgan Lementia is in favor of sexually explicit performances, including drag queen shows in front of children under 18, and is endorsed by a lesbian, gay, bisexual, questioning, queer advocacy group.
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely. Okay. Next one. Adam Hinojosa knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that this year is our chance to provide our area with a new state senator who represents our values.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, thank you. Next one. Abortion supporter Morgan Lementia is against the fundamental right to life for the unborn.
Much more likely, or unlikely.
Unlikely, okay, much less likely. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Next one. Morgan Lementia voted against ballot security and for election fraud when she opposed bills that will confirm a voter's residence in order to vote.
Okay, I'm going to have to ask you to repeat that one.
Okay, don't worry. I will read it back to you. Morgan Lementia voted against ballot security and for election fraud when she opposed bills that would confirm a voter's residence in order to vote.
Oh, much more unlikely.
Okay, much less likely. Thank you.
Yep.
Next one. Morgan Lementia voted in favor of so-called diversity programs on Texas college campuses, even though they divide students according to race and ethnicity, and teach that some races and ethnicities are superior to others.
Much less likely.
Thank you so much. Let's move forward to the next one. Adam Hinojosa supports continuing to increase the homestead exception so homeowners' property taxes can be reduced.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you so much. Next one. Adam Hinojosa trained and graduated from the police academy, and that is why he is a strong supporter of law enforcement and opposes defunding the police.
Neither. Neutral.
No difference. Okay.
No difference.
Next one. Morgan Lementia broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family beer business.
Less likely.
Somewhat less likely. Thank you so much. We have a couple more. Next one. Morgan Lementia opposed the school choice legislation that would have allowed parents to use the state funding to send their child to the school of their choice, be it a public school.
Much less likely. Much less likely.
Thank you so much. Next one. Adam Hinojosa is a successful entrepreneur and job creator, and today he operates 5 businesses working hard to grow and revitalize our area.
No difference.
Thank you. Next one. Morgan Lamantia doesn't support Second Amendment gun rights and wants to place restrictions on the purchase of firearms, which will
much
take free...
Yep.
Next one. Morgan Lementia is working against jobs in our area by opposing adding any more natural gas plants in Texas.
No difference.
No difference. Thank you. According to Nueces County records, Adam Hinojosa restaurant, he has a restaurant, has been inspected 3 times. An inspector's phone, roaches and flies present, rotten vegetables, unclean microwaves, and unclean walls.
Ooh, somewhat less likely.
Okay, thank you. Next one. Morgan Lementia has opposed numerous border security measures, including phones, to build a border wall. She even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry.
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. We have a couple more. Morgan Lementia opposed removing judges who do not follow the law for setting bail for violent offenders.
Much less likely.
Thank you. Morgan Lementia opposed stopping local governments from mandating vaccines and requiring people to wear masks.
Actually, that I'm going to say is a little more likely.
A little more likely. Somewhat more likely to vote. Okay. Don't worry. Next one. Adam Hinojosa supports securing our border to protect our families.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. Next one. Morgan Lementia supports boys competing in girls' sports.
Much more unlikely.
Much more. Okay. Next one. Adam Hinojosa had tax liens filed against his business for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes.
More unlikely.
Okay. Thank you. Next one. Adam Hinojosa will work to protect our children from the radical leftist agenda, like critical race and gender theory, and bring sanity back to our school policies.
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely. Okay. I just wanted to say that this I do understand that this is taking long, but remember that we appreciate your time, and I'm really glad that you're helping me with this. So next one. Morgan Lementia is currently campaigning against windstorm insurance rate increases, but when she had the chance to do something about it, she voted against reducing insurance rates last session.
Somewhat more unlikely.
Much less likely. Okay, somewhat less likely. Okay.
Somewhat less likely, yes.
Next one. Adam Hinojosa believes we must protect innocent lives and lives of pregnant women, new mothers, and their babies. That's why he will provide better and more accessible healthcare for our mothers and children.
More likely. Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat, okay. And next one, to prepare high school students for the jobs of the 21st century, Adam Hinojosa will work to pass education reforms, including career teach programs for students who don't plan to attend college.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you so much. Okay, next one. This is a question now. Having heard more about them, for which one of the following candidates will you vote for state senate? Robin Vargas, Green Party, Morgan Lementia, the Democrat, or Adam Hinojosa, the Republican?
Adam Hinojosa.
Adam Hinojosa, okay. And now we just have a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of voters. In what year were you born?
74.
74. Okay, thank you so much. Next one. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. And and what is your race?
I'm white.
White, okay. And do you prefer to get most of your political news and information in... I'm going to read you some options. From cable news networks, 2, from the newspaper, 3, from blogs and emails, 4, from social media, such as Facebook or X, 5, from news sites on the internet, or 6, from local TV news.
Cable news network.
Cable news network. Okay, thank you. And which one of the ones that I mentioned is your preferred source?
Fox News.
Fox News, okay. Let me check. Okay, and which one of these is your next most preferred source? 1, from the newspaper. 2, from blogs and emails. 3, social media such as Facebook or X. 4, from news sites on the internet, and 5, from local TV news.
Social media.
Social media, thank you so much. And next one. Thinking about the television programming you watch most often, do you watch more Spanish language television or more English language television?
English.
English, understand. Next one. Which comes closest to describing how you currently receive the television programming you watch most often? I'm going to read you the options. 1, commercial supported streaming services such as Hulu. 2, satellite dish or DirecTV. 3, local cable system. 4, streaming over the internet without commercials. And 5, through an antenna.
Hulu, the first one.
Hulu, thank you. And which one of the ones that I mentioned it, do you use next most often?
The streaming service.
Streaming service. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
And do you have a Facebook account?
I do.
A YouTube account?
What?
A YouTube.
YouTube, yes.
Okay, an Instagram account?
Yes.
An X or Twitter account?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Next one. Which of the following statements most closely describes your own position on the issue of abortion? 1, abortion should be legal for any reason at any time during a woman's pregnancy. 2, abortion should be legal for any reason during the first 3 months of pregnancy. 3, abortion should be legal only in cases of rape, incest, or danger to the life of the mother. And 4, abortion should never be legal.
Number three.
Okay. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. I'm very glad that you helped me with this and you provide me some of your time. Okay? So,
have a
nice
evening.
Bye. The same. Bye-bye.